if there's one thing that I know nothing about, like factual and information wise, but I know everything about like feeling and experience wise, that is the word anxiety. And whether someone has been diagnosed with it or not, I really don't think matters, to be honest with you. Unless we're talking about like extreme versus low level, then it's probably something you would want to consider. But I feel like someone with anxiety knows they have anxiety, and you really just go to a doctor to either have them help with talking it out and finding strategies to work through it instead of just hiding behind it or going around it, or getting like a prescribed medicine to help with it somehow. Like I said, I don't know a lot about the factual information, especially on the medicine side, but I do know how I feel and what it feels like. So on Thursday, like February, like 24th, that could be completely wrong, but I don't know. It was a really interesting day. I would like to think that I have anxiety. I've never been diagnosed. I'm not going to lie to you guys and say that I have been, but for my sake, I'm going to say I have it because I'm related to my mom and she has it. So there's some evidence for you guys that may need it. But Thursday I woke up and I just knew something was off, and everything that I worried about, and honestly, Wednesday night, I felt like calling my mom and being like, my mind can't take this anymore. Like everything that's going on, especially everything that's going on in my head, is going to drive me insane. I never did. Woke up, knew that I felt really off, very overwhelmed. And like every issue that's happened in the past, every issue that's going on now, was just all there. I don't know how to explain it, but it was all there all at once. And it affected my productivity throughout the entire day. You know, I slept in. I slept in like till noon because I did not want to get up. No piece or part of me wanted to get up. I made coffee, drank the coffee, and somehow the caffeine boost, like it just spiked everything. So what I tried to do is I tried to go work out. And when I tried to work out, I felt terrible because I had slept in, hadn't gotten any work done, hadn't done any of my other 75 hard tasks. I hadn't showered. I hadn't brushed my teeth. I just felt horrible. So, all right, I'm going to go click through and get some work done. Got some work done, felt better. But as I was getting work done, personal issues with family and life in the past and present were just creeping on me. So I felt like I had to text and call every single family member. And then I had to call a friend and get some advice. And what he told me was, accept the fates of whatever the issue may be, accept the fate, but appreciate what you have right now. And I think that's such an important quote for someone to hear if they struggle with anxiety or struggle with being overwhelmed, is that accept that is a fate. Like accept the fate, but enjoy what you have right now in the present moment, within that very second. Enjoy what you have going on. I'm recording a podcast right now. I'm not worried about my workout coming up. I'm not worried about the food I'm going to eat when I go downstairs. I'm not worried about what I'm doing in 2.5 months on a Thursday. Like, I'm focused on this mic. I'm focused on the person I'm talking to. I'm focused on the person I'm trying to reach here. And that advice hit. So what I decided to do, and I don't know why, but my, like, right below my jaw, like, all that stuff, like, your like esophagus, like the upper part of it was like kind of swelling up a little bit. So like, all right, I'm gonna go take a shower. So took a shower. I thought it all out, just everything. I thought about every situation. I thought about how every situation could go if I did one thing or the other. I thought about the things I can't control, because that's so difficult with anxiety, because we want to be able to control all these things, but we can't. So I thought about everything I can't control and how I would have to accept it and how I'd have to deal with it, how I'd have to live with it. And then I recaptured myself, caught back up in the present moment, and went on with my day. Got the workouts in, even though it was like hailing in the town next to us. Got the outdoor one in. I tried to watch a show. It was like 20-minute episode of Star Wars, The Clone Wars. That helped, but I I was still very antsy. And then finally was able to eat some food and relax for the rest of the day. And that was actually being able to relax and eat some food helped, because if you're a Marvel Cinematic Universe fan, you probably, and like a diehard fan, you probably stay up till 2 in the morning on Thursdays, which becomes Friday mornings, to watch new WandaVision episodes. So I was still very much awake from, you know, just the day. I guess you could call it an anxiety attack. That word is so broad because it means so many different things to so many different people. So in my own way, I feel like, and it rarely happens for me, I feel like I had one, and it was difficult. And I'm coming on here to talk it out because I know a lot of people struggle with it, whether they're diagnosed or not. They don't know what's going on. So if someone can relate to this story, I really want you to consider the quote from my buddy: accept the fate and appreciate what you have right now. It's so simple and it's so dear, but it's so important. We all have issues, right? We all have, whether they're mental issues or family issues, work-related issues, life issues, we all have issues. And I've only been to therapy once, and you know, I never went back because it's hard to do, right? And I'm working on finding a way to go back right now, actually. And I remember my therapist, she was like, you know, through my program, we're gonna learn how to deal with these problems, whether they're mental or physical problems, and we're gonna learn how to just keep going forward through them. Instead of going around our problems, instead of hiding from our problems, we're just gonna find what strategies and processes to go straight through them. And that's always stuck with me after that hour-long appointment. Everything that we talked about, like, that has always stuck with me. And I've definitely taken that with me into consideration, but I think I've been using that long enough and it's time to jump back in and learn more, right? Because we can never stop learning. But if you struggle with something like this, it's definitely important to find help. Call a friend, a family member, a peer, a coworker, a teacher, a professor. Call someone that you love and trust and talk it out. But also listen to their advice and know that their advice isn't going to fix how you're feeling unless you implement that, all right? And if you know someone who is struggling, send them this episode if you feel like they may need the help or the support. Or call them and talk to them and say, hey, do you need to talk anything out right now? How can I help you? But seriously, if you guys listen this far, I truly appreciate you and love you. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode of Red's Corner. Don't forget to keep getting after it out there. And peace out. Love you guys.